As one of the leaders on this team, do you feel a responsibility? Do you feel like you're part of that core group that has helped set the tone and provide the right example?
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I think I have to be. You know, being one of the guys that's been around this organization, you know, my sixth year here, and they expect a lot out of me. And you know, the thing is to get respect from the players. You know, once you gain the respect from the players, you know, they trust you with everything, then you know we know how to talk to each other. You know, when things go bad.
What's it like to you when you see the team go out on trade deadline, make a move to get a guy like Jay Ajayi, a productive running back in this league?
I mean, I think that, you know, those guys upstairs, they know what they're doing. They know that, just probably, looking down the road. When you got a chance to add a good player like Jay, you go after it. I mean, he's a great addition to the team, and, he's been around the league for a couple of years, and, he know what to expect. I know he's excited, and I talked to him, and he's excited to be here, especially, coming to a team that's doing pretty good and a team that's really competing.
What is it like when you not have only one physical running back like LeGarrette Blount, but another one who could be fresh and rolled into the lineup? How difficult is that for a defensive lineman?
I mean, it's good because then you got to worry about not just tackling one big back, but two big backs. I think the biggest thing is getting those big backs on the ground and try to get them before they start going, which is always a good thing because they're on our team now, then we don't have to worry about tackling them.
How much do you know about Brock Osweiler, the quarterback who Denver said will start this Sunday?
I mean, I think he played good a couple years ago. I respect him. He went to Houston and then the Browns, and now he's back where he started. And, he's a guy that did a great job for that team a couple years ago when they won the Super Bowl, I think. And I'm just looking forward to going out and competing against him.
Last question, Jalen Mills was named Player of the Week. What have you seen from him and his development in his second season?
I mean, his second season, man, he deserves it. He go out every day and he works hard. His attention to detail and his focus is always there. He's just taking the step to being great. You can tell in practice his motivation and everything that keeps him going, and his energy, really. So, I'm happy for him, and I told him, don't let that be the first one.